alter the way you do things. The exciting part for me is that inevitably, the way that you do things, when you change that, will force you to produce different results. Now, there will be information that I share that you may or may not agree with, and that's perfectly fine. Everything I teach comes from my experience. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong. It just makes it my experience. And all I can do is to share with you my experience. I ask that you read this book cafeteria style, meaning that you could take what is useful and implement them. If it works, great. Keep doing it. If it doesn't work, that's okay. Throw it away. No hard feelings. That's how I believe we should all learn. So why am I writing this book, Unlock It, after 10 years of silence? You see, in my 20s, I published about a dozen books, including a best-selling book that sold over 100,000 copies worldwide. And I thought that was my last book. And I haven't thought about writing another book for 10 years. So why am I writing this book now? Why now? People have been asking for this book. Over the last decade, my mission has been to start a global economic movement by empowering people and developing their high-income skills. As I met with my students and fans around the world, I listened to their stories. I've heard countless stories of college students coming out of school and they can't get a job. Even though they've studied in school for 4 years, their employers will tell them in interviews that they don't have enough experience. So they go back to school and get further into debt. They get an MBA or a second degree and work even harder. Now they sit across the table from the employer. Now they say they have too much experience. Sometimes the jobs they prepare to get will become extinct by the time they get out of school. So what do? They feel handcuffed, even though they did what they were supposed to do. And it's not just students who are struggling. Entrepreneurs come up to me and share their pain. They have trouble getting their products noticed. They can't get anything to sell. Their operating costs are going up, and costs are rising. And there's more on the line. Technology is lowering the barrier to entry and making the marketplace more competitive than ever. Overall, it's just getting more challenging to run a business. Even successful entrepreneurs who have made it come up to me and share with me their concerns about staying in business. They're not sure if the success they've built is going to last, or how to sustain their success, or how to take it to the next level. New technologies are going to come and wipe out their entire business. They know social media is powerful, and they know a new way of doing business is emerging, but they're not so sure how to adapt to this change. Now that they've achieved a taste of financial success, they understand the name of the game is not getting rich. The name of the game is staying rich. What you'll get from this book. In my past 20 years of business and life, I've picked up some key lessons and principles that have helped me, turning me from a poor Asian immigrant with $150,000 in debt to a leader of a global organization. When I follow these lessons, I've succeeded. When I've disobeyed these principles, I have failed. So whether you want to excel in your career, carve out a path on your own, or build a company that lasts, you'll find useful ideas here. I promise you that. First, you'll get to know me very well. You'll see how I wasn't given anything in life and how I was able to start from scratch and rise from nothing to something. From my journey, one key concept that has guided my philosophy about financial success is